Today is Thursday, September 10th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Swap Ideas Day. It's also National School Picture Day. And last but not least, it's National TV Dinner Day. I'm a big fan of TV dinners when I'm not doing... I do cook. Let's get that right. In fact, yesterday I cooked chili. And I feel like I could... Mark doesn't love chili, but I have to make... I make lots of concessions for him. And one of the concessions that I make for him is we eat a lot of rice. And normally, like, for instance, on a Saturday when I would make myself breakfast, I would make eggs, bacon, toast, some sort of potato if I was really going all out, like a hash brown or home fries or something like that. But in Mark's culture, they eat rice with their eggs. So you know what? I have rice because that's what Mark likes to do. And so that's what I do to make him, because he lives in the U.S. So he's missing so much of his culture that I feel like the least I can do is eat more rice. Not a big deal. I'm okay with rice. And we eat our chili with rice and we eat our eggs with rice. And when I make Indian food like butter chicken or tikka masala, you know, obviously that is with rice. If we have Mexican food, again, we do it with rice. So there are just a lot of things that we do with rice. I hardly ever get mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes, but I never make mashed potatoes because he doesn't like them. So anyway, bottom line is that I was talking about what he eats. I cook a lot of that stuff, but I do like a TV dinner when I'm not doing fast food. And some of those are the more family-sized ones. It's still a TV dinner, really, but it's like I bought, and I think I told you guys about this, I bought this. It was a rotini pasta, I think. It's the twisty one with a pesto sauce, a Parmesan cheese and pesto sauce with cherry tomatoes or grape tomatoes, the little tomatoes. And then I just cooked some chicken thighs, chopped them up, put them in, and it was so good. And they have another, it's Walmart. It's called Better Goods. I'm thinking this might be a Walmart house brand. It may not be. It may be a brand. But I'm thinking it may be a Walmart house brand. But regardless, it serves about two people, I would say. And it comes in a bag in the frozen food. And it's $6 or something like that. So it's not horrible as far as price. And I just mixed a bag of chicken thighs with it. And it's a meal. And then if you want some garlic toast or something like that, that's perfectly fine. So anyway, so TV dinners, I've been exploring the family style options that are available. And my dog is barking. I don't know what she's barking at, but we're going to keep going. So what have I been doing? This week has actually been busy so far because I mowed the lawn. I mowed the front lawn yesterday. And I guess it wasn't really busy, but it feels like I mowed the lawn yesterday, but I have a list of things that I need to accomplish this week, I guess is really the thing. And so mowing was one of them because I haven't mowed in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks or something. I haven't mowed in a while, maybe even a month, because it hasn't been raining. And so the grass has not been growing. And like I said before, if the grass didn't grow, I can't see where I mowed. And so I can't mow. It's just a thing. So anyway, it's not that I was lazy. I just couldn't see to mow. But I had to do it this week. And this may be the last time that I have to mow because it is so hot. And by the time it stops being hot, we can't water the lawn. We weren't watering the lawn. I really feel like watering the lawn is a waste of water, to be honest. I would like my grass to be green, but do I want my grass to be green bad enough to use that much water? I don't know. I would almost rather have less grass than what we have, but it just wouldn't look right because most houses in the U.S. have grass lawns. So at least in the area that I live, I know there are places like Vegas where they have rock lawns. And that would be so much easier to take care of as well. Or even artificial, but I hear artificial is not great because I think it doesn't last. And you can't maintain it, so you have to replace it. I think they're hard to maintain, is what I've recently learned. So anyway, it's been, you know, Monday was not busy because we were just chilling out. But then Tuesday, like I said, I mowed, and then I had a list of things that I needed to accomplish. And I started working on my project because, you know, I'm going back to that now. And I'm either going to, I'm thinking the thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to open source it. So I don't know what's involved in, I think you just have to put somewhere in there some documentation that says this is open source. And then you just make it a public repository so anyone can get to it. For those of you who don't know, GitHub is a place where you store code. It's like a library for code. Or a storage location for code. Like think of those storage units where you purchase units and you... Or a file folder. But it's a cloud file folder. But regardless, it's in the cloud, so you can access it from any computer you want. And you can make them private. Or you can make them public. And so... if you make it public, anybody can see that code. So open source code. That's kind of what it stands for. So anyway, I'm thinking I'm going to open source. But then if I do decide to turn it into like a little side hustle or small business or whatever, I would just have a lot of open source projects will have a hosted version where they will handle the support, make sure that the servers are up and running, all that kind of stuff. And you pay a monthly fee for that. And so if it's someone who doesn't want to set up their own, but then I can open source it because that shows, it really shows companies when I start applying, coming up in, you know, January, February, whenever I start looking and applying for things, I need to be able to show them some code that I've actually worked on. And if I've open sourced something, it also shows them that I've been leading a project, because if I can get anyone to contribute and I'm maintaining it, then I'm actually maintaining a repository. And they're just things I can show. Hey, I know I've been on sabbatical for a year, but look what I built. And I've been managing people and I've been managing code, etc., even while I was on my sabbatical. So anyway, I was working on that and I did do a little bit more Pride 48 work, but most of it, I'm getting to the point where it's the point of diminishing returns. I can add features to pride48.com, but there's not a whole lot more that is needed because it's a website to discover LGBTQ+ podcasts, to play their episodes, and to be able to listen live. And all of those things are possible. Now, you can even create your own feed. So anyway, I've been working on the QCast, which I do need to rename, but really just working on that. Like I said, I'm thinking about open sourcing it. I'm working on the sound pad right now. I'm making it customer ready. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.